going to finish the 1 Kings 22. Got a very short message for you here tonight. We've come to the end of 1 Kings, and we have come to the end of a life lived terribly by evil King Ahab. I wanted to end the book of 1 Kings by simply looking at a tool. And it's a tool that we use to help us get a handle on how we are living. You see, Ahab made a conscious decision to rebel against God and do whatever he and whatever Jezebel deemed proper. Now, we've just witnessed the downfall of a man and a woman who had the world by the tail. I mean, they could have been successful, like King Solomon, but they chose to live in a quadrant of sin that will never bring happiness, a quadrant of sin that will never bring God's blessing, and a quadrant of sin that will never allow anyone to find and live life to the full. Now, I talk about quadrants of sin because there are four responses or quadrants that we make when we come to dealing with sin in our lives. And gang, we are always going to be dealing with sin. We are always going to be dealing with sin on this side of eternity. We're going to. We can get a lot of sin out of our lives, but we're always going to be fallen creatures. And knowing what quadrant, gang, that you are in, how you are dealing with your sin, can help you determine whether or not that you are headed towards the life God has for you, or whether you are headed away from the life that God has for you. These are the four quadrants. I'm going to ask Elder Robert to please help me. He is always my scribe in men's group, and he's going to help us out tonight. By the way, if you had your outlines with you and you missed the first two lessons, do not be unequally yoked. That's number one. Lesson two, doing and saying what God asks will often leave you alone. Those are on your handouts. Now, with each quadrant that we are going to look at, we're going to have contests. Because I love contests. You know I really wanted to be a game show host. That was what my calling in life. That or a singing prophet, and I've never heard of one of those. So I want you to answer these questions, hopefully that you picked up and were aware of, and you will win a prize. I got prizes here. Katie got these for us today. Let's see what we got here. Oh, yeah, nothing but good. Oh. Nothing but good. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's all good. That's all good right there. That's all good. Now, our hope, buddy, is that they can't. We stump them.
Yeah.
Then, it's me and you at Panera. You start at one end. We meet in the middle like Lady and a Tramp. Like Lady and a Tramp. Not quite. Not quite. I like that. All right, so here we go. Our first quadrant we're going to be dealing with, but the question is this. Now, Mr. Robert, help me find which are the first hand up, then the second hand, the third hand. Name two of the songs that the singing prophet sang. Two songs that the singing prophet sang. Oh, way back in the back.
Two.
Caleb, what were two of the songs?
Goodbye,
that's correct. Goodbye, Ahab. Oh, absolutely. Come on down, young man. Come on down. He did pretty good, right?
He did good, yeah.
Here we go. Now, you're going to want to share this with Nana because I know she fed you those answers. That's it. Oh, I'll talk about our leadership team. We just saw something, right, guys? All right. Nana cheating. All right. This crazy church, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love this church. All right. Our first quadrant. This sin is sin we don't respond to or deal with because we don't know it's sin at all. This is what I like to call, you can label it this way, Mr. Robert, the I didn't know quadrant. All right? This is sin in our lives that we really didn't know was sin. And what we mean by sin, I know this word has a bad connotation, but all it means is other than what God wanted. Anything other than what God wanted is called sin. So I have kind of a mini contest going too. So if you would like to offer an answer on what would fit into that quadrant. What kind of sin do you know, here's how we do it, leadership team, that your friends are dealing with that they didn't really know is sin? Who was it? Jake, you for a piece of candy here. Speeding, very good, I'll take that. If you are not doing the speed limit, right, you are going outside the law. The Bible tells us we are to obey the laws and obey those over us, right? So that would be considered sin. But if you didn't know that, if you've just been going 100 miles an hour, then that would fit into that category. Oh, did I give you your candy? Here, come here, get me a little something. Who would like to see what else?
All the way in the back, Drew. The young lady behind Brian on the right.
All right, stand up and tell us what sin would
fit. Speak loudly.
Overeating. Very good. Very good. Get her out of here. All right. Thank you. I tell you what, that's true. I've been convicted of that big time. Gluttony. One of the seven deadly sins, I believe. Right, Mr. Greg? I believe so, right? Gluttony. Cody, would you run that back to that nice young lady? You know, give her two.
Maybe you need some candy to kind of get your sugar going.
Cody, give that here. Right. Now, this is sin, right? It's sin, but we didn't know it was sin because we weren't aware of that. Who wants to try for another?
I'll take another.
Miss Sarah Lynn. Oh, slothfulness. Being lazy. Does the Bible speak against that? Absolutely. God is saying don't be slothful. So when you are being slothful, means, you know, lazy, not doing what you're supposed to be doing, that's other than what God wants. And this category is going to be something that some of us will find ourselves in. Oh, Miss Sarah Lynn, code here. You're getting fat. Run these around. Come on, chubby. Go get those back there. Poor boy. You know what his poor boy, I'm going to tell you what Cody's struggling with. He can't put on weight. That I wish I had that problem. I want to put on, he wants to put on weight. I said, stay with me. But you know what? He can't keep up. He can't keep up. When you go to McDonald's, he gets, oh, I have the chicken sandwich and maybe a grilled chicken Caesar salad. I laugh. That's not what you want. No, first you get the giant Rolo McFlurry. That's what you start breakfast with. He doesn't know, but I'm trying to teach him. But you know what, gang? Let me tell you another one that's up there. What's that? You know, you got to teach about sin. Yeah, Pastor Scott, you teach on sin, Drew. Oh, thanks. They love to hear about that. So you got. I say, you know what? You got to make it lighthearted. That's what I feel. But still get the truth out. Let's get the truth out about it. It is serious, and we'll talk more about it as we go into these quadrants. How about this one? Sex before marriage. You know anybody who doesn't feel that's wrong at all? I know plenty of people don't think that's wrong at all. They don't realize that that's not God's design. And it goes in this category. I didn't know. As generation after generation ignore the Bible and they get sucked into what society offers them in radio, TV, any kind of media, we get further and further away from God's truth. And we don't know. And I've run into so many people who just didn't know certain things were wrong. They didn't think it was wrong to lie about using a sick day at work. Well, I just call them sick. I tell them I'm sick. That's lying. No, it's not. It's lying. Do you not know that that's wrong? They don't know. So we have this quadrant, and some of us are going to say, okay, I'm dealing with some things in there. I just didn't know it was sin. And what do you do? Well, come here. Come here on Saturday nights like you are and learn. Get into your Bibles every day. Read your Bible. Let God speak his word to you. He'll make it even more clear to you than I can. Go to small groups. Listen to Christian radio. Buy Christian books. Learn what God expects, because what he wants is to give you life to the full, life that is functional, life that is living well, hitting on all cylinders. So we have to know. Next quadrant. Here we go. Finish the lyric. This is the game. This is for a big one. All right. Finish the lyric. Reunited and it feels so good. Reunited and it's...
Mike.
He got the big Kit Kat. Wow, he's not going to eat that, though, because I know he's watching with the rest of us. That's excellent. Excellent. All right, so we have one quadrant of sin, right? Now, the next quadrant is sin we know about, but we are not addressing. Sin we know about, but we are not addressing. Mr. Robert, you can label this category the I don't care quadrant. I don't care. This quadrant contains all the sins that we know we are committing, but we aren't really addressing them. Whether we are tired of dealing with them, whether we are not willing to work on them, whether we are not really afraid of the consequences of these sins, or whether we are not at a point where we think that they're really all that bad, this category is filled with sins that people say, I'm just not going to work on them because I don't really care. So, anybody want to try to throw one in there? Miss Connie, what are you thinking?
Not giving up cigarettes.
There you go. The Bible, she said, not giving up cigarettes. That's what she said. What does the Bible say our body is? The temple of the Holy Spirit. We ought to take care of it. He's saying do what you should to take care of it. And that's not taking care of it. But it's a hard thing to deal with, isn't it? Well, we'll talk about more categories. Excellent. Thank you, Miss Connie. Very good. Anyone else?
Miss Sarah.
Miss Sarah.
Spending more than we have.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Spending more than we have. Living above our means. All right, who was to say? Oh, Miss Sarah, come down here and have some candy. Mr. Robert, help me out. That'd be great. And who was next? Miss Jenny, would you like to go next?
Drinking.
We've talked about that here. How about this? Getting drunk, okay? Because we've talked about that. You can go on the website. Yeah. Does the Bible say not to get drunk?
Yes.
It does. Don't get drunk, it's saying. So if you're getting drunk, then you shouldn't be doing that because that's other than what God wants. And you have to address it. Some people don't want to address it. It's not going to address it. Okay. I'll go one more in this quadrant.
Right here. A woman of West Bridge.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. What's a sin that maybe isn't getting addressed?
Family feud, like problems within the family.
Ah, yeah. Okay. Having responsibilities inside the family and not doing anything to work them out. The Bible says that be, as far as it goes with you, be at peace with each other. I like that one a lot. You know, I can't make everyone be at peace, but I can do my job to be at peace with them and work things out. If someone has something against you, the Bible says, go to them. Work it out. But it's not what people do. Let me see if I have anything more here. Okay. I think that makes sense. Is this making sense so far? These are quadrants of sin. We're all, by the way, you will fall into one of these. You have to. You have to fit into one of these categories because we all deal with sin. We got them all covered. So here we go. Number three. First, we have to do a game, right?
Oh,
this
yeah.
is for Hershey's Cookies and Cream. That's a good one. That's a good one. I really helped to wish that gluttony thing hadn't come up, but it was true, wasn't
yeah.
it? That was really very good. Thank you. Yes, very honest. Right. So if you eat a little piece, perfect. All right, here we go. This is the question. What town was Ahab trying to get back? What town were they fighting for? I think I saw it right over here, didn't I, Mr. Robert? Is that Miss Emily? What was it?
Ramoth Gilead.
Absolutely. Ooh. Absolutely. Good job. Good job. Now, the third quadrant that we are working with, Elder Robert, is one called, it's actually, there are sins that we are committing, but we are fighting them. We are addressing these sins. Doesn't mean we got them conquered, but we are working on them. This is called the I care quadrant. I care that I'm doing this sin, and I am going to target it and work on it, okay? Anybody for a non-gluttonous candy bar?
Gossiping.
Excellent. Thank you. Gossiping, she said. I love that answer. One of the things that Westbridge has put its foot down pretty harshly on the neck of gossips from day one. It's a good way to ruin a church. So, by gossiping, so we address it. Does that mean we're perfect? No. But it means we address it. We try to work on it. We want that fixed. We want that thing out of our life and getting to be less and less in our life. Who wants to try another one? All right, Mr. Chris. Ooh, absolutely. We are called to forgive, right? As God forgave us. So if we're not forgiving, you have to be in the process of addressing that. Saying to yourself, I want to forgive that person. Let me talk to someone about it. Let me figure out how to get to where I can forgive them. It's not always easy to forget everything that happens to you, but you do have to let go of what happens in those situations. Excellent. This area, sins we're committing, but we're in the process of, I'm addressing it. I want this out of my life. I'm going to take one more.
Frank, right here in the front.
Frank.
Keep your mouth shut.
Keeping your mouth shut in what way?
Telling people what to do, what not to do.
I need an exact sin on that. What would we call that, Mr. Rob, Elder Robert?
Judging.
Oh, yeah. Judge not lest ye be judged. Stuff in the Bible, right? If you have a judgmental spirit, then you need to be addressing that. And you wind up in this quadrant. And say, okay, that's what I'm going to be doing. I'll take one more. Says, oh, here you go, Frank. Who wants one more?
Right,
Becky.
Right up at the front.
Jealousy, absolutely. Many people will be dealing with that after seeing my legs tonight in that drama. Those are for Miss Kelly only. That lucky girl. I never wore a skirt before. I didn't do too good, did I? I worked hard at it. All right. Yes, that quadrant is there. Number three, the I care quadrant. There is a fourth quadrant, though, when it comes to sin. And we'll get to that as soon as we have our last prize, right? Question is, this is going to be a speed question, Mr. Ryan. I think they're going to get this one. Name two other prophets in Israel at the time of Micaiah.
It was Caleb.
Caleb, did he beat Miss Dawn?
No. Oh. Okay, no. Oh. You did not beat Miss Dawn.
Oh,
Dawn, you're up.
I don't know.
Ladies first.
I agree.
Ladies
Mr.
first.
Right, you know what? He's kind of a friend of the family of the station. You know how they do that kind of thing.
Okay, Dawn, you're up.
Twice an elder. Aunt Dawn, give me two contemporaries of Micaiah. Elijah and Elisha, very good, very, very good. Yeah, the more famous ones, but I kind of think Micaiah might move up with that, with those hit songs he was doing, so I'm thinking that might work for him. All right, we've gotten to our final quadrant when it comes to us addressing sin in our lives, and this quadrant is filled with sins that are committed that we argue and we believe are not sins at all. Anybody want to take a stab at that? Yeah, Brother Mark, he knows. Here we go. What would somebody say is not a sin? That's a sin.
Indifference.
Wow, that's pretty good. I'll take that, Uncle Mark. Here you go. Very good. Two, buddy. Two coming at you. All right, who wants another one? All right, my friend in the back. Ooh, thank you, Francesca. She said homosexuality. I think you said more than that, right? I'm going to go, I'll take just the one. Does the Bible say that that's wrong? Yes, it does say it's wrong. You can argue all day long. You can get people elected who are going to say something different, but it's wrong. I didn't say so. Francesca didn't say so. The Bible says so. But people will argue that it's not, and they wind up in that quadrant. Rough. Another one. Who wants to take another stab? Right back here, my friend with the glasses. What was that?
Prejudice.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yep, prejudice. It's not what God calls us to. But some people want to say, it's not a sin at all. It's not a problem. I don't believe that. Rough. Oh, I have to get some candy out for my friend. All right, I'm going to take one more because it's 8:02. All right, I saw... Baby,
stop.
Katie, I can't give you candy. What is it, Katie Bug?
Foul language.
Foul language. Thank you very much. Yeah, does God tell us to watch our words? Absolutely. To speak only things that are good and kind. Yes, watching our language. And guess what? I see firemen. Whew, they seem to have cornered the market on that. I don't know where you're at, but woo, they got it all there. So, Mr. Robert, thank you, my friend. All right. Does this... Elder Robert's a great guy. Does this make sense to you? All right. Go tell him at work this week that you went to church and had a good time learning about sin. So that's what my goal was. Gang, this is the I don't believe category, or argued it's not sin. I don't believe quadrant, or you put I don't, what Mr. Robert has put up there. And... Gang, perfection, Jesus says, be ye perfect. That's what he tells us to be. We also know that he's saying, that's what you shoot for. Go for that. Go for being perfect. We also know we're going to struggle for on this side of eternity not being perfect. What did Paul say? Paul said, the things I want to do, I don't do them. And the things I don't do, or you know what I mean. The things I want to do, I don't do. The things I don't want to do, those are the things I do. Because he's dealing with sin. But which quadrant, gang, do you believe God wants us to be in? Who wants to take it? Everybody together, give me, is it the I don't know? Is it the I don't care? Is it the argue it's not sin, or the I care? On the count of three. One, two, three.
I care.
I was dealing with someone recently who was beating themselves up about sin that they had committed, and they were having trouble forgiving themselves. And I went over to a big piece of cardboard, and I wrote this out. I said, I'm glad that you care. You know what? It puts you in a quadrant with sin that you're supposed to be in. Said, what? I'm supposed to be in a quadrant with sin? Afraid so. You need to be in the quadrant of I care. The quadrant that says, I don't want to be doing this anymore. I want it out of my life. And you know what? Target one thing. Target one thing and say, I want to bless the Lord in that area and do the right thing. People do get sin out of their lives. We get this idea that, oh, I'm never going to get anywhere. Well, guess what? We've all gotten somewhere. I'm not who I was at 23 when I accepted Jesus Christ. I've gotten some sin out of my life. And you're not where you were when you started either. Because we can see this progression to where, you know what? You can start getting more and more like God, more and more holy, blessing him.